I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A man killed in an officer-involved shooting northwest of Wichita. We have the story.
A heavily armed man arrested near a Trump rally. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
WPD is seeking more money for flock cameras and gunshot detection technology. I'm Phil Hildebrand, and I'll have that story coming up.
A Las Vegas man was arrested at a security checkpoint outside a rally for former President Trump in California.
The 49-year-old man was driving an unregistered black SUV with what police say was a homemade license plate when he was pulled over. Riverside County deputies say they found weapons, as well as several passports and driver's licenses with different names inside that SUV. Sheriff Chad Bianco wouldn't say what he thought was going through that driver's mind, but said, "We know we prevented something bad from happening." The man was arrested on suspicion of possessing a loaded firearm and possession of a high-capacity magazine. He's been released on $5,000 bail. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A 27-year-old man dead. He was shot and killed by law enforcement officers northwest of Wichita Saturday morning in the 6900 block of Childs. That's near Ridge Road and 45th Street. Officers found a man in the front yard of a home wearing ballistic body armor. For more than an hour, officers and sheriff's deputies tried to de-escalate the situation. The man repeatedly entered and exited the car he was driving up and down the street. Sedgwick County Sheriff Colonel Keith Allen says the situation came to a head about 8:15 on Saturday morning.
Suspect exited his vehicle and began charging at officers, and officers did return fire at the suspect, striking him, and the suspect did die on scene.
The man's name has not been released. Colonel Allen couldn't say if the man was armed. He says that'll be part of the investigation.
Police and emergency services responded to a fatal shooting in South Wichita. Shortly after midnight Saturday morning, in the 4200 block of South Hydraulic, the Emory Gardens apartment complex, officers found one man suffering from a gunshot wound to the chest. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. The victim was identified as 30-year-old Marco Gonzalez Arias. During an investigation, police located a 22-year-old suspect with stab wounds who had fled the scene. He was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. He now has been arrested.
A man died after an apartment fire Saturday night in East Wichita. Firefighters were called to the 2700 block of East 9th before midnight. The victim located during a search of the structure, EMS pronouncing that victim dead on the scene. No further details available.
The Wichita City Council is considering giving the police department more money for flock cameras and gunshot detection technology.
The WPD wants 31 more flock safety readers. They take photos of license plates to try and track suspects and stolen vehicles. Wichita police said it first started utilizing flock technology in November 2020, and since then the devices have led to the recovery of $5.4 million in stolen property and clearances of numerous violent crimes, including homicide. Council members are also considering whether to expand a gunshot detection system. The WPD said it began using Flock Raven gunshot detection devices in places considered hotspots for gun crime in 2022. The cost for both of these requests from the WPD is just over $186,000 for 1 year. The council will discuss them at their meeting on Tuesday. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President Joe Biden traveled to Central Florida to survey damage Hurricane Milton left behind and reassure residents that help is coming.
President Biden toured by helicopter and by car areas of St. Petersburg hard hit by Hurricane Milton and took time to greet first responders. The president said he wants to get this and other areas back on their feet, and that starts with debris removal.
To clear roads, to get wreckage into the two hurricanes off properties, and so more folks can return home
and businesses can receive much-needed deliveries of food, fuel, medicine, and other essentials.
As part of rebuilding storm-ravaged infrastructure, the president announced more than $600 million will go to affected areas, in part to reinforce power grids and reduce outages in future storms. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll take a look at some new inductees into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame coming up in sports.
Today is Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News.
Wichita's number one talk.
The KNSS Morning News now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday morning. Many Native Americans across the U.S. will come together for Indigenous Peoples Day to celebrate their history and culture and acknowledge the ongoing challenges they face. With focus on the election, there will be events today ranging from a voting rally in Minneapolis to public talk about the Native vote at Virginia Tech. While it is not a federal holiday, Indigenous Peoples Day is observed by 17 states. This is also Columbus Day, which is a federal holiday.
The back-to-back hurricanes are sparking proposed changes to state election deadlines.
Lawmakers in North Carolina are giving some voters additional options to cast early ballots as they clean up and recover from Hurricane Helene. A state disaster relief package includes a provision allowing voters in 25 hard-hit counties to request an absentee ballot up until the day before Election Day and drop off ballots at any early voting site in the state. But federal judges in Florida and Georgia denied requests from civil rights groups to extend voter registration deadlines. Attorneys for Georgia argued a one-week extension would cause an administrative burden. A judge in Florida denied a request to reopen the state's voter registration window. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Speaking at a rally in Prescott Valley, Arizona, former President Donald Trump acknowledged early voting opening in Arizona.
Early voting by mail and in person opened in Arizona earlier this week. So if you have a ballot, return it immediately. And if not, go vote. Get your you-know-what up and vote. The minute the polls open tomorrow, you'll be there. And get everyone you know, because we want to take back our country.
Early voting started October 9th in Arizona.
Not smooth sailing this year at a balloon festival in New Mexico.
The 52nd Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta was marred this year by four incidents. One balloon partially caught fire Saturday after hitting power lines landing at a construction site. Fiesta officials reporting no injuries. On Friday, a balloon pilot with two passengers struck a radio tower west of Balloon Fiesta Park, knocking it down. The pilot and passengers not injured. Wednesday, a person reportedly did suffer a head injury when a balloon struck a large tree. And Tuesday, nearly 13,000 customers were without power for almost an hour after a balloon bumped into a nearby power line. The fiesta ended Sunday with a drone show. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And a look at the traffic on your Monday morning commute. Let's check a Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. I'm looking at the one at Southeast Boulevard and 47th South, K-15 and 47th South. And very slow moving traffic, especially in the northbound lanes just to the south of that intersection there. So good look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam in Southeast Wichita right there at 47th South and K-15. That is a traffic update. Stephen Ted, KNSS.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Mostly sunny skies for your Monday. High of 69 degrees after a noticeably cooler start this morning. Definitely going to need those jackets before you head out the door. Northeast wind going to be light as it switches out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
And we have a few clouds, 46 degrees now. Northeast wind at 7 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:11, Stephen Ted of the Morning on KNSS, and looks like a busy week of campaigning ahead for the candidates as we're now just a little over 3 weeks till Election Day. Can you believe it? Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is with us. Good morning, Jared.
Yeah, 3 weeks and one day, 22 days until the voting ends. And I put it that way because, as we know, there are an awful lot of places right now where early voting in some form or fashion is underway. And so this is closing argument time, right? This is not kind of rally the base. Right, this is closing argument time for these campaigns, and they are doing it in areas that are going to be so critical. Former President Trump today in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, a suburb of Philadelphia, an area where Republicans can close the deficit for how well Democrats generally do in that area, could make the difference. Vice President Harris in Erie, Pennsylvania, the western part of the state, the far western reaches of Pennsylvania, if she can close the gap there, could make all the difference in a state like Pennsylvania. The vice president will be in Michigan. She will be in Wisconsin. The former president, I think, goes back to North Carolina. Harris was in North Carolina this weekend. Listen, the battleground's set. We know where these states are. Now it's just a matter of the campaigns trying to get out there, make their closing argument. The Harris campaign trying to rely on some top-flight surrogates. Former President Clinton is in Georgia. You know, they let the big dog out, as they said, kind of the closer himself. We've seen in recent days Barack Obama out on the trail. This is all by design, right? That the polling has shown where these candidates need to make up ground. Harris needs to elevate support, especially among black voters, black men in particular. They are not at the levels that they were, certainly for Obama. They're not at the levels they were with Biden. And so I think that this is really kind of you are trying to reach kind of a very small group of voters at this point, again, because 3 weeks out with early voting underway in like half the country is closing argument time. It is not kind of the traditional timeline that you see for presidential campaigns.
Polls are pretty much showing a dead heat here, but how many, what percentage out there is, say, I haven't decided yet? Is there somebody in the middle, sir?
Yeah. Listen, I think that there are two categories. I think you do have a small percentage of true undecided voters who have not honestly decided who they are going to vote for. But there also remains a larger population of what are being described as uncommitted voters. They want to vote for Biden. They want to vote for Harris, but they haven't yet closed the deal in their minds. They are waiting maybe for something more. Maybe they don't like either candidate so well, and they are kind of waiting for kind of what is that breakthrough message. They are still open to changing them. They haven't voted yet. You know, that they are supporting one or the other, but maybe they don't have the yard sign out, and they are open to perhaps changing their mind. Again, such a maybe not a huge population. But keep in mind, there were two states, Arizona and Georgia, last election cycle that were both decided by less than 12,000 votes. You don't need a huge population of voters that may be undecided or uncommitted that could be determinative in an election that looks like it's going to be as close as this one is.
Yeah. And it's, so for some people to be down, you know, my experience has always been that, especially in presidential elections, people vote against somebody a lot of the time.
Yeah, you do see that. And I think especially in kind of the environment that we find ourselves in now.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons, too, that negative ads exist.
Yeah. They work. How about that?
Yeah, if they didn't work, they wouldn't spend money on them, would
right.
they?
Right. Hey, Jared.
People can be angry at ads that are negative and fling mud, but listen, people are voting how they're voting. So.
Seem to work. Hey, Jared, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it, sir. Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin helping us out today to see if there are any undecided, uncommitted people at the last minute. And, of course, the two candidates will be out there trying to get them. I guess four candidates when you count the vice presidential candidates. This is the 14th day of October. On this date in 1964, history was made. In sports, one of the greatest upsets in Olympic history, American Billy Mills won the 10,000-meter race at the Tokyo Summer Games. 10,000 meters. How many miles is that, Ted? Try to figure it out. 5 miles?
You'll have to do the
10K. It's a 10K then, right?
Okay. I still don't know.
I think it's a little.
As we discussed last week, I'm not up to date on the metric system equivalents.
Well, Mills was a Sioux Indian. He attended Haskell College up in Lawrence. Also, he graduated from University of Kansas. According to my research,
6.2 miles, says the interwebs.
Yeah, 10K. I've run those before at the River Festival.
But anyway, there you go.
Yeah, he was a U.S. Marine as well. So Billy Mills running a 10K in Tokyo on this date in 1964.
Yeah, the Summer Olympics held in October that year in Japan.
Yep. So apparently trying to beat the weather.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time now with Ted Woodward. Ted.
All right. Hey, we were just talking about the Prairie Fire Marathon.
Yep.
So we recap yesterday's top finishers. The men's finishers, I believe. First place was Andrew Shinstock, followed by Ryan Cargill and Kenton Colvin. And according to Facebook on the Prairie Fire Marathon, the top women finishers were Alyssa Long, Randy Lackey, and Amanda McEnroe. So congratulations to all those that took part yesterday in the Prairie Fire Marathon here in Wichita. Great fall event, and then a great event again in the spring, too. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in Shocker Volleyball. Volleyball weekend at Coke Arena. 1,200 fans at the game at the match yesterday. Wichita State taking on Florida Atlantic. Terrible start for the Shocks. They lost set one pretty handily, and they lost set two pretty badly, too. Not a good start. But Coach Lamb had a plan. Shockers won the third set. Shocks won the fourth set. And they won the fifth set, 16-14. Oh, wow. The Shockers came back to beat the Owls 3-2. What a match at Coke Arena yesterday. The freshman, Alyssa Gonzalez, a career-high 19 kills to go along with a 341 attack percentage. Senior Izzy Strand dishing out 55 assists. And Morgan Stout, who didn't do much in the first two sets, boy, she came alive in the sets that the Shockers all won. She ended up with 15 kills and 4 block shots. Hey, the Shocks get the big win yesterday. Wichita State Volleyball now 4-2 in the conference, tied for third place. Big win. And they'll talk about it tonight. It's the weekly edition of the Chris Lamb Show with Shocker Volleyball Head Coach, hosted by the play-by-play voice, the Shockers' Mike Kennedy. The Chris Lamb Show, 6 o'clock tonight, and you can listen live to that on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Then right after the Chris Lamb Show, it's Monday Night Football. The first-place Buffalo Bills on the road visiting the New York Jets. Both teams are coming off back-to-back losses. The Bills are a one-point favorite in this one. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight on KFH. All right, speaking of the NFL, of course, you got the Chiefs undefeated, 5-0, top the NFL. The Minnesota Vikings are also undefeated at 5-0. And not too many one-loss teams left either, chasing those two.
The Houston Texans improved to 5-1 with their first-ever victory at New England. Houston knocked off the Patriots 41-21. The Pats have dropped 5 straight. The Detroit Lions clobbered the Dallas Cowboys 47-9. Detroit is 4-1. Dallas has lost 4 straight home games. 3 quarterbacks each threw 4 touchdown passes. Chicago Bears rookie Caleb Williams was one of them. Williams led the Bears past Jacksonville in London, England, 35-16. Green Bay's Jordan Love guided the Packers over Arizona, 34-13 at Lambeau Field. And Tampa Bay's Baker Mayfield found the end zone with regularity. The Bucs down the Saints, 51-27. Bob Bortali, Fox News.
And let's check some other NFL action yesterday. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they win in New Orleans. Boy, did they. 51-27. Defensive back for the Buccaneers, Josh Hayes, the former Kansas State Wildcat. He played a ton on special teams for 24 snaps. The Buccaneers are 4-2, and they're tied for first place in their division, the NFC South. Helped out by the former K-State Wildcat, Josh Hayes. A lot of time there in special teams. All right, the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame at a ceremony in Topeka yesterday. A dozen new inductees into this year's class, including Ron Nugent from East High School here in Wichita, an All-American swimmer at Kansas. And former Wichita State men's basketball coach Mark Turgeon took the Shockers to the Sweet 16. Among the inductees yesterday into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, which is located here in Wichita at the Boathouse downtown. And a birthday today to an interesting guy, former Kansas City Chiefs running back and return guy, Paul Palmer, is 60 years old today. He only played for the Chiefs for 2 years, but he's a kind of an interesting guy. First-round pick by the Chiefs, number 19 overall, out of Temple. As a rookie, he led the conference in kickoff returns. But he was not able to beat out a guy named Christian Okoye as the number one running back on the Chiefs at the time. And well, Paul Palmer began to clash with the coaching staff, too. And then Marty Schottenheimer took over, and Palmer was out. I mean, this is a guy that was the Heisman Trophy runner-up in 1986 to Vinny Testaverde. Great college running back. He was small, but heck, as a rookie, he led the conference in kickoff returns. You'd think the Chiefs could have found a use for him, but something went off the tracks there for former Chiefs running back Paul Palmer. It's his birthday, the former Temple Owl. He is 60 years old today. And that's Sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minutes. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? That's the question with Sean today. Coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Monday morning, 46 degrees. Gasoline prices decreasing across the country. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices went down 2 cents over the last 2 weeks. That's 2 cents a gallon. Now average at $3.26 a gallon.
Right now, the low average in our survey is Houston at $2.67, and the high is San Francisco Bay at $4.85.
But oil prices surged up 17 cents per gallon to now exceed over $70 a barrel. Lundberg says the wars in the Middle East are causing the prices of oil to increase.
Charges amended in a woman's shooting of her son after the 16-year-old boy died. That shooting occurred last Wednesday morning in the 9100 block of East Harry and Webb. The boy's 46-year-old mother was arrested, police alleging that she shot him. Officers say the charges against her are being amended to include second-degree murder.
The University of Kansas instructor who was criticized, for making a politically charged statement in class has left the university. The comments, which garnered over 2 million views in less than 7 hours on X, show the professor speaking in a university lecture hall. In the video, you can hear him express what he called his frustration.
There are going to be some males in our society that will refuse to vote for a potential female president because they don't think females are smart enough to be president. We could line all those guys up and shoot them. They clearly don't understand the way the world works.
According to a KU spokeswoman, Philip Locock was a lecturer in the Department of Health, Sport, and Exercise Science.
As the presidential election approaches, many voters have an idea in their minds about what they're looking for in a potential candidate. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsom Earl Sears was asked what's important to her in a presidential candidate.
For me, this election is about, yes, economic development, jobs creation, you know, money in my pocket, all that. But it's also about, how are you going to keep us safe and secure? Because you can't have economic development, job security, and all of that unless you know that the country is safe.
Winsome Earl Sears was a guest last night on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
Democrats push to maintain the Blue Wall.
The Blue Wall bus tour starts in Wisconsin, as Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will be joined by other governors like Michigan's Gretchen Whitmer, Pennsylvania's Josh Shapiro, and Wisconsin's Tony Evers. The group of Democratic governors will also hit Michigan and Pennsylvania. The Blue Wall makes reference to the states Democrats were able to win in 2020 that will be key once again this year. After former President Trump won all three in 2016, former President Trump is scheduled to attend rallies in Pennsylvania and Georgia this week. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Boeing is cutting 10% of its workforce. The job cuts include executives, managers, and employees. The company says the cuts come after 5 weeks of strikes by machinists. Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly sunny skies for your Monday. High of 69 degrees after a noticeably cooler start this morning. Definitely going to need those jackets before you head out the door. Northeast wind going to be light as it switches out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a few clouds, northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 46 degrees, at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 850 here on a Monday, Columbus Day. Three big things.
Three.
A 27-year-old man killed in officer-involved shooting northwest of Wichita.
Two.
A man shot to death, another man stabbed in south Wichita.
One.
Heavily armed man arrested near a Trump rally. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
In a traffic update here on your Monday morning commute, looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam, looking at the one right downtown at Kellogg and Broadway, because we have the report of a driver in the eastbound lanes of Kellogg going east from the downtown area, weaving in and out of traffic, going through lanes all over the place, and even driving on the shoulder. So trying to figure out get that person off the highway. Eastbound Kellogg from the downtown area there. And we have a major situation in northeast Wichita. Looks like they had a gas odor outside at the waterfront development there at 13th and Webb. Yeah. And they went and checked it out, and they found out there are multiple gas mains that are damaged there. And they've sent a ton of utility crews and fire trucks to the scene. So that's why you're smelling that gas odor outside. And a lot of crews there at 13th and Webb at the waterfront development there. That is a traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Sunny today with a high of 68 degrees. Yesterday's high 77. Clear tonight, the overnight low 44. For Tuesday, sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high 63 degrees. Now a few clouds. Northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 46 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trading underway on Wall Street to start the week off. The Dow is down right now nearly 39 points. However, the S&P is up by 33 points, and the NASDAQ is trading up by 175 points.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Boeing's new CEO, Kelly Ortberg, revealing plans to shutter production of the jet maker's commercial 767 planes in Everett by the year 2027. And slash its workforce company-wide by 10% in the coming months. Those decisions coming on the heels of the company's announcement that it burned through $1.3 billion in cash in the third quarter amid a strike that has stopped work on its commercial production lines. Ortberg also revealing the company will push the first deliveries of its plane built in Everett, Washington, the wide-body 777X, back another year. The cuts amount to about 17,000 jobs across Boeing's operations. Company has about 1,600 workers at its Gresham facility and another 67,000 employees in the state of Washington. Boeing, meanwhile, has an $8.3 billion deal to reacquire Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems, its largest supplier. That deal expected to close by the middle of next year.
The newest rankings on the best public and private schools in the Wichita area are out. Niche.com, a website that tracks comprehensive profiles on colleges and schools, bases its annual ratings by considering test scores and academic performance, as well as resources and facilities, teacher evaluations, extracurricular activities, and ratings from students, alumni, and parents. The listing also ranks the best school districts in Wichita and Kansas. Andover Public Schools, the top-rated in the Wichita area, ranked number 4 within the state behind Blue Valley in Overland Park, DeSoto, and Olathe Public Schools. Notably, Wichita Collegiate School moved back up in the rankings as the number 1 private school in Kansas, with the independent school in third place. And that's a look at business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Ted, Friday night I went to the Holy War as Bishop Carroll entertained Capon, your alumni, your alma mater, and Capon just kind of took him to the cleaners. Beat the heck out of them. But I had a good time and enjoyed seeing my granddaughters, and my daughter and Shelly and I were there, and I ran into an old friend, and that is the former police chief and former Mays city administrator, Richard Lemunyan. And I got to see him for his son, by the way, works at Carroll. He's one of the educators there. Always good to see Dick, and he looks good. He's a retired twice now, and he's just a great guy. Like to see him. All right. Coming up, we got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. Jim Rickards is on. Money GPT is, he's the author of Money GPT. And what could happen in the next 3 years? He's going to speculate. Top of the hour news this morning, a man killed in an officer-involved shooting northwest of Wichita. And if you missed any of today's show, want to listen again, check out the Odyssey app. Steve, stay tuned for Dana Lash and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.